Sorrel looked the professor up and down suspiciously from his head to his dusty boots.
And what in the name of all ferocious fungi is this human doing here?
Your young companion is a human being, too, as far as I can see, Barnabas Greenbloom pointed out with a hint of a smile.
It doesn't count,
spat Sorrel, crossly putting her paws on her hips.
He's a friend. But what about you? Think carefully before you answer, because I'm not feeling too well disposed towards humans just now. In fact, I'm feeling very ill disposed towards them. Sickeningly, tooth-achingly, green around the gills, ill-disposed, if you take my meaning.
Barnabas Greenbloom smiled. I do take your meaning, he replied. The fact is, I...
Just a moment,
said Sorrel, taking a wary step toward the professor.
Didn't I see you back there by the cages?
Stop it, Sorrel, Firedrake interrupted her. He saved my life.
That stopped Sorrel short. Incredulous, she looked first at Firedrake, then at Barnabas Greenbloom.
Him?
She asked.
How could he have done that?
At this moment, Twiglake bent down from Ben's shoulder, his pointy nose twitching, and then suddenly raised his head in alarm.
There's been a basilisk in here, he whispered, looking horrified. Oh, merciful heavens!
They all turned to look at the little man in surprise.
Who's that?
Asked Firedrake.
Oh, him, Sorrel made a dismissive gesture.
He's a hymenoclossus or something. We picked him up in the human camp, and now he's sticking to Ben like a burr.
Seated on Ben's shoulder, Twigleg stuck his tongue out at her.
A homunculus, my dear Brownie. He's a homunculus, said Barnabas Greenbloom.
He went over to Ben and carefully shook Twigleg's tiny hand.
Delighted to meet you. This really is a day full of the most extraordinary encounters.
The mannequin smiled, flattered.
My name is Twigleg, he said, bowing to the professor.
But when Firedrake stretched his neck to look over Barnabas Greenbloom's shoulder, Twigleg lowered his head in embarrassment.
What was here? Asked Sorrel impatiently. What did the little tish say? A basil twist?
Twigleg put a finger to his lips.
A basilisk,
he breathed.
You don't want to speak its name too loud, furry face.
Sorrel wrinkled her nose.
Why not?
A basilisk,
whispered Twigleg,
is the darkest nightmare on Earth, a black terror that lurks in wells and crevices until someone wakes it. It kills brownies like you with a single peck from its hooked beak.
Ben looked around uneasily. You mean one of those things was here? He asked.
Yes, one of those things was here, sighed Professor Greenbloom. Fortunately, I was here to help you, friend the dragon. But now it's time I showed my face back in the camp before they decide to send out a search party for me.
Oh, and when are you planning to leave again? He asked when they reached the entrance of the cave. Or are you going to stay here?
Stay here? No likely, replied Sorrel. No, we'll be flying on as soon as the sun has set.
Then I'll look in again just before nightfall, if that's all right, suggested the professor.
I'm sure you could do with some provisions for the journey, and I have a few more questions to ask.
We'll be glad to see you, said Firedrake, nuzzling Sorrel's back.
Yes, yes, that's right. We'll be glad to, she muttered impatiently. Okay, can I finally tell the rest of you about my adventure now? Or isn't anyone even interested to hear how I nearly got stuffed and put on show in a museum?